There's a story told of St. Teresa of Avila, who was making her way to her convent during a fierce rainstorm. And she slipped down the embankment and fell squarely in the mud. She looked up to heaven, and she admonished her maker with these words: "If this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few of them." I always like that story because it reveals St. Teresa's good sense of humor. And she wasn't afraid to use her sense of humor when talking with God. You know, God doesn't force himself on us. And for that, we are grateful. And neither does he take us by a storm. And for that, we too are grateful. Now, he neither causes us to slip down muddy embankments or to kick us off our horse like he did for St. Paul. And we are grateful for that. God comes to us in the very same way that Jesus came to earth the first time, in a quiet, humble stable. You know, the mystery of God's coming, and God is always coming in our lives. You know, and when you stop to think about it for a moment, God quietly slips into our lives, and most of the time, we're unaware that God is there with us. But God is. The poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti captured it in his poem, "Christ Climbed Down." I'd like to share just a little portion of it. "Christ climbed down from his bare tree this year and softly stole away into some anonymous Mary's womb again, where in the darkest night of everybody's anonymous soul, he waits again, unimaginable and impossibly immaculate reconception, the very craziest of second comings." But that really captures God's desire, because God desires, and that is really his deepest desire, is that God wants to come to be with us. To be with us every day of our lives. You know, so that God really, in a sense, kind of seeks another Christmas when he comes to live in our hearts and our souls. And when that happens, there are still angels that sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill." But this simple, profound desire of God, you and I, we need to understand it, not just at Christmas time, but every day of our lives, you know, that God desires to be one with us. Now, throughout this past year, I know that God has been at work in your life. The reason why I know that is because that's the nature of our God. Because God is not going to give up on you. Think about that for a moment. God is not going to give up on you, because God has paid a high price for you. And so God is going to make sure that God comes to you. So what we need to do is to sink our roots of who we are into the deep being of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there come to know his love. And once we come to understand a portion of that love, and when we stand before him and he stands before us, we'll realize one profound thing, the pure depth of God's mercy. None of us human beings can understand it. But on a Christmas like tonight, we get a glimpse of what that pure mercy is like. I received a Christmas card recently, and it had the following message in it. And I thought, this is good, because this is exactly what God wants to do. And I quote, it said, "Now he comes to be born in the narrowness of our lives, to be incarnate in us, to give his love to the world through us, through our flesh and blood. This is one of the meanings of the incarnation." Those words are by Carol Hauslander. So, Christmas is not a one-time event. Christmas is a mystery that continues to unfold in our lives. And the more that you and I welcome the presence of Jesus in our lives, that mystery of Christmas continues to unfold. And when we reach out to our brothers and sisters who are less fortunate, Christmas continues. You know, Mary accomplished an awful lot for our salvation. You know, when you stop to reflect on it for a moment. But it's now up to us. It's up to us to make our own contribution, giving flesh to faith in this world. And you and I, we live in a world that awaits the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of Father Nathan and Father Andrew, the whole staff here at St. Francis Cabrini, and myself, I wish you a blessed Christmas, and may the Prince of Peace always reign in your hearts and also in your homes.